Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Good evening, folks. Good evening. This is Gary L. Wimmer coming to you from Austin, Texas, where it's starting to get a little bit muggy down here. You are listening to Psychics Gone Wild on Blog Talk Radio, and always a pleasure to have you folks with us. I am going to be hosting by myself tonight. Dina Flanagan, who used to host with me, has got some things she has to do on Mondays, so maybe the rest of this month I will be hosting by myself. And it's always a pleasure to be on here. Tell you a little bit about myself before I go into readings. I started getting interested in psychic ability way back in the 60s. I've been around for a while, obviously. And I started reading books on Edgar Cayce and Madame Blavatsky and other psychics and spiritualists. And early 1970s, 71, 72, 73, in that area, I started giving readings. In 1977, I had the most incredible experience I've ever had, and probably the most incredible experience anybody could have. I had a near-death experience that was absolutely the most profound thing that has ever happened to me in my life. It showed me a lot about psychic ability. It certainly showed me how the infinite mind, infinite universe, and infinite God is with us all the time, and we are a part of it. I wrote about that experience in a book called A Second in Eternity. So you folks could check it out. You'd find it quite interesting. A Second in Eternity. It's available in print and on Kindle on Amazon. In 1980, I met a very interesting lady who did readings by reading stones. It was called lithomancy. And she taught me her method, and I started using it soon after I met her and soon after I learned it. And it's been my main method since 1980. For those of you that are interested in a reading tonight, a lithomancy reading, I'll explain a little bit about how it works and what I do. I use 16 stones. 10 of them are planet stones: Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, Uranus, and Pluto. And 6 are personal stones: life, love, luck, commitment, timing, and place. When I do it in person, people drop the stones onto this a cloth or something. When I do it over the phone, I ask people to say drop when it feels appropriate, and I drop the stones for them. And in either case, I read from the center of the cluster of stones up to the top, and that at the top is 12 o'clock, and then I read around like a clock for 12 weeks. So it covers 3 months, sometimes a little bit longer, depending on how the stones land. If stones land outside the circle, it tends to mean longer-term issues or things beyond the environment or both. And I drop them into a circle of leather, a piece of leather, real thin piece of leather that defines a circle about 12, 13 inches in diameter. So that's how I do lithomancy readings. And it's not well-known art. It's very well not much written on it, other than a book I wrote about 15 years ago called Lithomancy, The Psychic Art of Reading Stones. That's L-I-T-H-O-M-A-N-C-Y, Lithomancy. And you can find out information about that art and my books by going to lithomancy.com, L-I-T-H-O-M-A-N-C-Y.com. And you can go to Psychics Gone Wild, check on Gary Wimmer, and check on all the great psychics we have at Psychics Gone Wild. And when you do go to psychicsgonewild.com, be sure and fill out the form, the contact form. It's on the left side of the page. There is a link that says contacts. Click that link, fill out your information there, and you will be eligible for prizes, books, T-shirts, coffee mugs, all kinds of interesting things that Brother Jethro, who started Psychics Gone Wild, sends out to people. So be sure and fill out the form on psychicsgonewild.com. Now, I'm going to start giving some readings. For those of all who would like a reading, be sure and press 1 so I'll know that you actually want a reading, and I will do them in the order people called. So stick with us, folks. We've got 54 minutes and 11 seconds. I'll try to get to everybody tonight. But first, I'm going to 912, area code 912. Can you hear me, 912?
Hello, yes, I can.
Who is this?
My name is Jamar.
Jamar, we talk to you a lot, man. You got have a different question, or are you in the same place?
This is very different. I just have this question. I have this connection with these beings that I've been aware of called the Pleiadians, and I wanted to know, like, if they have any messages for me, because I have a feeling that they're very connected to me and close to me in spirit. And I just wanted to know if that's true.
Like, well, there are certainly souls, spirits, guides that try to connect with us. We have to allow that to happen most of the time. Sometimes they come in and warn us. And I felt this when I'm driving down the road. Probably like everybody is spaced out for a second, and all of a sudden you look up and you got to steer the wheel a little bit or something. I always feel like it's my guides sort of slapping me in the face real quick, saying, hey, pay attention.
Okay.
There's a lot of souls and spirits that connect with you. Can connect with all of us. You know what I think you're learning is how to interpret the information, sort of knowing what these entities or signs are trying to offer you as far as information and so forth. It's not it's an ongoing process. Learning about your psychic ability and learning about your guides and learning about communication is an ongoing ability. And that's what I feel like you're going through. I feel like it's less important about who exactly is connecting with you and more important for you to be able to pick up the information, whether it's someone warning you like you're driving down the street or some soul trying to give you signs. And I also feel like there's been some relatives of yours both in this lifetime and another lifetime that have concern over you. They're trying to help you with relationships and career and so forth, and they're trying to steer you in a determined, direct path with more confidence, more sureness and that sort of thing. So take the little feelings you get and see what it's telling you. See what the signs are telling you. See what you feel. A lot of times in both psychic things and spiritual things, they may not be exact. They don't talk to you like I can in a voice. So you have to learn to interpret the signs and learn to interpret your feelings. But the fact that you're starting to feel some new signs, some new entities, some new energy is actually opening you up to know how to explore that more. Don't be afraid. Be open to knowledge and to what you're learning, because that's what I feel like a lot of this is. I feel like there's both men and women that have been connected with you in the past, and maybe even in this lifetime, like a grandfather, grandmother, something along that lines, that are concerned about you and want you to, be bolder, be braver, be more confident, learn how to make things happen for yourself. Pay attention to this. See how the signs in your normal daily life are confirming what you're feeling. And that's put you on the path of knowing how to interpret it better. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it makes sense.
It's like everything in life. It's a process of knowing how to interpret the signs, how to read where you're going, how to understand more. And there's no limit to how much we can grow spiritually and psychically and mentally. So yeah, open yourself up to this on a fearless way. And if you, I have people a lot of times call me and say that they're being taunted. People are sending bad spirits their way and so forth. The fact is, you know, people can drive up and shoot you in the back. They can do all sorts of things in the physical world, but they can't screw with you psychically unless you let them. So you've got protection as long as you keep your soul, your heart, and your mind open to the fact that the universe and God will protect you. And on the other side of that coin is the openness to what you're feeling and learning and so forth. Does that make sense to you, brother?
Yeah, it makes sense. You know, I'm just trying to see what, you know, I know what I really want to do, but I just, it's hard for me to know, like, how to go about doing it, you know, and that's always been my problem.
That's always the case with people. I started learning piano at 30. I've been a musician and psychic my whole life, but I started learning piano at 30. And when I started learning piano, I had no idea what clubs I was going to play. But I knew if I learned piano, I'd have a better chance of being hired by a piano bar than if I didn't know how to play. So even if you don't know where you're going, exactly going to end up, use the moment before you to increase your skill and your ability and your intuition. And when you use it in that manner, it's almost like build it, they will come. You prepare yourself, then you'll know the next step. So keep preparing yourself. Don't feel like time is missing me and nobody's got my number. Keep preparing yourself to be better at your field, your artistic field especially, and be patient. Because over time, you'll understand more about it. Does that help you, Jamara?
Yeah, it helps. Thank you.
Okay, brother. God bless you and have a good night. And tune in again. Oops, cut you off a little quick there, Jamara. Sorry, not the first mistake in my life. Moving on to area code 424. Can you hear us, 424?
Hi, yes, I can hear you. Hi, good evening.
Hi. Who am I speaking with?
This is Lynn, L-I-N.
All right, Lynn, how can I help you, girl?
Hi, can you tell me anything about the person that I'm going to be with in a long-term relationship?
I feel like you maybe haven't met that person yet. I feel like you are preparing yourself for that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, just as I was telling Jamara, prepare yourself so when the time and opportunity come together, you can, that's what luck is preparation and opportunity coming together. I do a lot of readings for women, and I realized I grew up with six brothers. I was clueless about how complex you women are. You really are. But also, sometimes you have to relax, enjoy the moment.
Yeah.
And in doing so, you move away this sort of desperation, the time's clicking, where is the right person? It's your own spirituality, just like you get a magnet in. And you,
okay.
you draw the right person
okay.
to you by being patient, being loving, putting out the vibe of how much you deserve the right person. And I tell you, I'm going to share with you, my dear, and a lot of folks, a little method I learned several years ago. I mention this a lot because it's very empowering. About three or four years ago, I lost my keys for about the 30th time, frantically went and looked for them, didn't find them because I'm frantically looking for them. And then I sat down and thought, you know what? This is not the way to get my keys, frantically looking. I thought, keys, you find me. And the more I thought about that over the next day or two, I didn't go up to look for my keys. I kept thinking, no, you find me. Not only did I find them, but I've taught that process to a lot of people. You can use your intuitive and psychic ability to make things happen in the real world. And that's what I feel like you have to do. You've got this doubt from past relationship that's built up, but you're about to move out of that into a very decisive time in your life. So don't talk yourself out of it. In the next 2, 3, 4 weeks, you're going to find a lot of interesting changes around both your place and your dreams and your hopes. And it feels like by the fifth and sixth week here, you're really getting a lot of direction about how to create luck in yourself and bring luck. And that leads you up toward the end of this three-month period to, like, perfect the resonance within yourself to draw the right person. I can't put a name on it. I can't put a time on it. But the process of finding your keys, finding your love, start from the inside, turn your magnetism on, don't doubt yourself. Or if you do doubt yourself, understand why and change your methodology. But I do feel like toward the end of this three-month period, you're going to have a set, a system of balance within yourself that's going to empower you to draw the person toward you more and more. I can't put a date or a name on it, and I wouldn't want to mislead you by trying to say that. But like, you've already done a lot of work on letting go of the past, so let that work for you.
Yeah.
You with me?
Yes. Yes,
and that
I am.
Feels like it's, that feels like it's what's going to empower you, not only in the short term, but also in the long term. I dropped some stones for you while you were talking, so I'm actually looking at this pattern and some cards.
Oh, okay,
Does that make sense to you, my dear?
Yes, it does.
Find your keys, baby. Use your mind and your psyche to find the right love.
Yes.
When you do things psychically and spiritually, it affects the real world. It really does.
Yeah.
So it's not just hippy-trippy cosmic stuff that doesn't connect. It actually affects the real practical world we're in. So allow yourself to find your keys within yourself, and then other people can find them as well.
Okay.
That help you, my dear?
Yes, it does. Thank you so much.
You too. New time in your life. Don't shortchange yourself.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
You too,
that. God bless you. Have a good evening. Thank you.
You too, girl. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
I'm going to move right on along. I'll probably get a drink of water here in just a second, but before I do, this is area code 434. Can you hear me, 434?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Who are we speaking with? Can you hear me?
Khalil?
What? Coyle? Is that your name?
Yeah.
Okay. How can I help you? Want a general reading? You have a question? What's happening with you, brother?
About the psychic world, the mediumship and stuff like that.
Now, what was your question about how to learn that?
Well, I mean, what the spirits of my dead ones are saying to me.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. All you have to do, I'm going to use these stones and some cards to look at it from two directions simultaneously. And all you have to do when it feels right, my brother, is one time real clearly just say drop, okay?
Drop.
Whatever feels good for you. Okay, there you go. Excuse me. Was there a recent death?
No. Well, there was a death in 2011, and then there was a death in 2008.
Yeah, I felt this. It's on the top of these stones. Now, even though you've processed it and got over a lot, it still affects you. And
yeah.
What I'm suggesting to you is let it affect you in an empowering way. People you were both very close to and people you were not quite as close to are both available for you to tune into. And what it feels like they're suggesting here in the next couple weeks is for you to renew the vow with yourself about love, about luck, about decision-making, about being able to think big, have future plans. Because as you do that in the next couple weeks, you're learning a lot about your own intuitive ability and your own ability to decide a direction. And I can't go into too much detail in a few minutes, but it really feels like as you allow yourself to go from a almost like a position of I'm not sure to I'm not sure, but I'm open to getting the answer. You with me? You'll start getting more answer. Go ahead.
Because I had a little bit of a paranoia that when I die, I would end up in hell.
No, man. No. Hell's here on earth. This is the challenge here before us. Hell is war.
Okay.
Hell is hating. I can't prove this, but I absolutely know from a near-death experience I had in 1977 And like all people who've had a near-death experience, it's beautiful out there. It's okay. Beautiful. But we are here for a reason. Our challenge is here before us now. Our challenge is not out there where we don't have any control. It's absolutely here now. There is no hell other than the lack of being in heaven. There's no burning place you're going to be forever. That's a fairy tale. And one thing you should never do is fear death, you know, because that's not your challenge right now, to fear death. It's nobody's challenge. What it is, our challenge is to embrace life, embrace love.
I'll try it. I mean, because I have autism and sensory processing disorder, so it makes certain things, you know, difficult.
Yeah, but it helps your intuitive ability, and you know it.
Yeah.
You know it. You feel this. So yeah. when you have a lacking in one area, you compensate for it in another. That's the first thing I was feeling with this death is fear and doubt. You don't want to. You're not sure where they are, but if they're in a bad spot, you don't want to end up there too. They're in a good spot. And when you leave the body, you're in a good spot. No matter how bad you've been in this lifetime, you get the opportunity to review yourself and come back and correct things. The challenge is here before us. Lighten up, let go of your fears, and that's why in the next couple of weeks you're going to learn more and more about your spirituality and love and decision-making, like I was saying earlier, and direction. Because by the fourth and fifth and sixth week, both around your environment and within your plans and with how you feel your emotions, you're going to go through a lot of very positive changes. You're going to sort of be surprised how much you learn by the fourth and fifth and sixth week, because in this first week or two, you are going to center on what's most important is you being empowered, you being in love, you letting go of your fear, you having a good feeling about luck, about the luck you can bring to yourself, and the fact that you can increase your spiritual awareness. Because as you do that, by the ninth and the 12th week here, a lot of the things that you feel uncertain about are going to become more and more understandable. As it says, ask and you shall receive. It doesn't say don't ask and we'll give it to you. And it doesn't say ask and you shall receive, but we'll give it to you on the date you want. No. It says in general, ask and you shall receive. So keep yourself open to that.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you, brother?
Yeah.
Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. That's the biggest thing we humans deal with is our fear, and we're constantly moving it out of the way. I'm 67, and I don't have it mastered. I'm learning every day a different level of fear to move away.
Yeah.
And what do we get when we move it away? The other side of the mountain. The beauty, the harmony, the power. We'll face another challenge down the road. We'll slice off another level of fear. We'll become more empowered. That's the process I see you learning. Don't be afraid.
Okay.
Fear just blinds you. Okay? That help you, my man?
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Short and sweet, but God bless you, brother. Hope it makes sense
to
you.
Okay? Yeah, it does. All right.
You have a good day. Coil, is that your name? Is that correct?
Khalil is the Arabic name.
Oh, okay. Interesting name, brother. Stay inspired, man.
Thank you.
You too, my man.
All right.
Going to move on here to area code. Let's see, who is next here? This is, I'm not sure. Did I get to 919? Did I already do a reading for 919? 919, are you there?
Hi, Gary. This is Terry.
Oh, what's the name?
Terry.
Terry, I didn't do a reading for you yet, did I, Terry?
No, not yet.
Today? Okay, I didn't have your name in here and you were at the top of the list, so guess what, Terry? You are on. How can I help you?
I was just trying to make some changes, Gary, you know, with job and with relationships and stuff, and I was kind of just wanting to get an idea of, you know, if you had any insight into any of that.
Okay, I'll tell you what I'll do, my dear. I'll use these 16 stones and give you an idea of what's happening over the next couple months, okay?
Okay, great.
And all you have to do when it feels right is just say drop one time real clearly. I'll drop these stones and I'll see what the pattern tells me, okay?
Okay.
So whenever there you go, girl. Well, you're actually in a situation right now, probably because of both love, communication, and decisions and pressures recently, that you're are almost like ready to create luck in a whole new way. You're ready to look outside the box. You're ready to feel a new connection with your spirituality. And you probably wouldn't have that had you not felt a lot of pressure, loss, and frustration and confusion. So as you go through this first week or two, there's two sides to every coin. Start looking at the power you have. Start looking at how much you can bring yourself to fortunate situations. Because as you do that, almost like practicing the piano, by the second end of the third week, you're going to become, more skilled at this. You're going to move away the pressures of the past, the frustrations with relationships and love and communication and that sort of thing. And you're going to start seeing for yourself what you're bringing to yourself in the future. And that's a very valuable discovery, because it shifts you from wishing you could change things you can't to how you're going to make things happen different in the future. And by the second end of the third week here, this becomes a little bit more normal for you, a little bit more the default, as opposed to, the train went by and I didn't even see it. Is this making sense to you?
Yeah, it is.
Because by the third and fourth week, the commitment you have to this creating fortunate circumstances for yourself and feeling more spiritually inspired, it becomes not only second nature, more and more so, but you start noticing how much an effect it's had on you and how much you're liberating yourself. You're changing yourself. You're not doing the same thing the same way, expecting different results. You're doing things differently. You're looking at things differently. And that seemed to put a new feeling on place. I don't know if you're moving or just changing the way you feel about place, but it feels very empowering for you from the fifth and sixth and seventh week about your environment, about place, about direction. And by the eighth and ninth week here, it's almost like you look back and realize why you felt so buried or unfortunate or wishing you could change things, because it brought you to this point of getting to the other side of the coin. And toward the end of this three-month period, what you've learned about the harmony within yourself and your ability to create luck and magic and so forth is it's like you've got the skill set up. Now you're ready to take the big Pepsi challenge into really bringing to yourself what you want in both luck, love, communication, things about your home, and certainly about this renewed vow to yourself of how you can make things happen. There's a song I wrote just about a month ago for this group of actors and writers I work for. And the chorus is, I'm not going to go through I'll give you the short lyrics. It's kind of interesting. It goes, let's be honest and admit it. We all want to be a star, but you have to have your chops up to pull it off, and you start wherever you are. Always be wise and be open, and let your passion teach you to play. Then count your lucky stars and kick ass and make the best of each new day. You can spend your time thinking, let's see what happens. But here today, make happen what you dream about so your dreams can come your way. And that's what I'm suggesting for you. Make happen what you dream about. Don't worry about yesterday. You can't change it. Think about how much you're going to use this knowledge to empower yourself for now and tomorrow, because that's what you're learning, and that's something you can put your name on and you can own. And it's a growing technique that you get better and better at. So, does that help you, my dear?
It does. Thank you.
Well, good, girl. Good. Well, glad you called in. And you folks can listen back to the archives after the show. I guess about an hour or so after the show, you can call back in, or not call in. You can go to the website here. And as far as I know, you can download them to your computer. You used to be able to do that, but you can certainly listen to them again. So feel free to come back and listen to the recording again. Now, I've been talking a lot. I'm going to take just about 30 seconds or a minute and get a little bit of air and get a little bit of water. So stick with me, folks. I'll be back in just about 30 seconds or a minute. Need a little break. I talk a lot, talk fast, so I need to refresh my throat. Be back in about 30 seconds to a minute. This is Lamonti. Be right back with you, folks. Thank you. That was 47 seconds of Lamani. I don't know what Lamani is, but it's a song I got on an album with a bunch of music. So threw it up to you folks. Good to have you with us again. I'm going to move on to area code 832. Are you with me, 832?
Hello?
832? Yeah, who are we speaking with?
Prince.
Prince, we've talked to you before several times. How are you doing?
I'm right well, and I'm in my rest room. I still hear an echo. I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see anyone special in my life?
You?
As far as women?
Yeah, but you first. That's the reason I said that is because the more we learn to love and appreciate ourselves and bring ourselves to a point of power and likability and hope and inspiration, the more we put on that light and we can draw other people. Yes, I do feel like there's certainly the right women coming into your life. I think you need to let go of your fear of you're not going to find it and open up the door to, yes, I will find it. Just like if you're running a 100-yard dash, you don't want to think trip, trip, trip. Sure, you could, but you don't want to be thinking that. When you play music, which I've done my whole life, you don't want to be thinking how many notes you're going to miss. You want to be thinking how much you're going to connect and make it work with that audience. And I've played music my whole life since I was 20 or so forth professionally. I started when I was 15. And I've told you folks this before, the last 15 years I played solo, me and a guitar, me and a piano, actually the last 25 years. And I'm not a good singer. I really don't have a good voice, which is the most important thing. But I learned from my near-death experience in 1977 that you can use what you do have in your favor, and that's all you need. So I'm feeling you when you said, is there someone in my life to love? The first thing that I felt is love yourself. Lighten up on things you feel like you've made a mistake about. Re-empower yourself every day. Meditate. Be happy. Take on challenges and realize that there's only so much you can do at any moment with yourself and with anybody else. But that doesn't limit your power. That helps you concentrate on what you have to do within that moment and that time, because you're carrying around a lot of doubts and fears from the past about your acceptability, about the fact that I won't find the right person and so forth. Move that out of the way. If you want to play piano effectively, you don't worry about the notes you can't hit. You hit the notes you can hit correctly. Does that make sense to you, man?
Yes, and I have one other question.
What's
that? I do have someone in my life. She is special. Her name's Elizabeth. And she's my main inspiration.
Be patient. Be patient with yourself, with her. That helps the connection more. Go ahead.
Okay. Do you think she'll be patient and waiting on me?
Well, I said be patient. When you're patient with yourself, you can more clearly understand where she's at. That's what I was feeling at first. There's a little bit of confusion there. She's got one direction, you've got another. She's got some plans, you've got another. I'm not saying it won't work, but it's a good practice ground for you to be inspired by the moment and not love her out of the fear that she'll leave or that she won't be a part of it, but love her for who she is and love yourself and the fact that you even know her.
It feels like
you need to pursue this with less stress and expectation of other people and more expectation of yourself of being a winner. Because when you have yourself empowered spiritually, psychically, and so forth, when you can, nobody can hurt you. Nothing can hurt you. Nothing can bring you down if you get more and more spiritually connected. And it feels like you don't trust yourself as much as you need to. So start learning to look at the strong points of yourself. Start being more patient. Start thinking outside the box as far as your ability and capability. And then start moving in that direction. Because whether it's her or not is not the issue. What you want to do is make yourself the magnet so she can she or other ladies can be pulled to you, the right time, the right lady. That's why I was saying be patient. That makes sense to you, man?
Yes, it does. And I'll say this and let you go. I'm still going to pursue her, but it's gonna be in a different way. I'm going to get myself together first.
Absolutely.
I'm going to get myself together first, and then she's going to follow. And I'm going to make sure.
Well, like they say, when you build it, they will come. So don't be afraid of building it. And I said they.
No, no.
They. So there's more possibilities than just this lady. But allow yourself to renew your confidence. Okay?
Thank you so much.
You too, brother. Have a good day, Prince.
Love you, brother.
You too, man. You too.
God bless you.
Trying to get to all you folks. Now, this is 1111111111. You've been on here for a while trying to get to you. Are you with me, 111? You're on. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, my name is Monica, and I'd like to have a short reading.
Okay, my dear. I tell you what, I am charging these 16 stones up. And one time I said that on the radio, and someone said, you put them in something electric? No, I put them in my hands. I just allow the universe to charge them up for me. And all you need to do when it feels right, Marcia, is one time real clearly, just say drop, and I will drop the stones, and I will tell you what I see, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So whenever it feels appropriate to you. By the way, I just want to say 707 and 706 area codes will be with you in just a second, so be patient. Marcia, whenever it feels, I just dropped them for you. I hope that's what you said, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, the first thing I can feel here, right at the top, is the commitment stone. Is you've got Venus next to the life stone, next to the moon, next to the magic stone, next to Mars, next to love. There's a whole lot of stones here in the center that have to do with love, that have to do with fresh foundation, and that have to do with your a new direction you're taking. One thing I see that you need to let go of is a fear of luck having slipped away in your life, and start looking at how you're bringing luck to yourself in a completely different way and bring harmony to yourself. Because even though you've got some pressures around you as far as expectations and deadlines and so forth, the more you allow yourself to see that you're creating balance in a completely fresh way for yourself, the more you're going to not only see that, but know how to put it into play. So let go of these things from the past where you felt like either you've been cheated or things aren't working right or that sort of thing. And allow yourself to have this whole new fresh sense of purpose and commitment. It's almost like determining to yourself you're going to play piano and then taking one note at a time. And as you do one note at a time, the more you practice, the better your skill set gets. So make this fresh commitment to yourself here in these next couple days and week, how you're going to balance yourself out, how you're going to see all your good qualities and points. Because by the second end of the third week, that's bringing you a real fresh sense of optimism. And that's what's going to bring changes into your life that are profound. It's going to bring you new plans around your home, around your place. It's going to help you deal with a lot of what feel like now is obstacles and pressures and so forth. It's going to help you deal with it in a completely different way. Because by the fourth and fifth and sixth week here, you've allowed yourself to grow and change to the point that you're becoming more fearless, and you're becoming more determined to know how to bring your dreams into play. It's not overnight, but it's not years away either. Is this making sense to you, my dear?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, now let me take you into the 7th and 8th and 9th week. A couple callers left, so 706, you're next. And Marcia, I'm going to go a little bit more for you here. By the time you get to the 7th and 8th and 9th week here, you've re-empowered yourself. You've gone from this feeling of luck and power has slipped away to how you're reestablishing within yourself first this sense of confidence and this sense of seeing your beauty, your harmony, your creativity. And again, that helps you by the 4th and 5th and 6th week of really thinking outside the box, becoming... It's like becoming the person you want to be, and even better, Because by the eighth and ninth week here, your decision making about love, you trust yourself more. And if you meet the right person, you have the the braveness to see it, to recognize it, and perhaps even to introduce yourself. The lady I live with now came up and introduced herself to me 5 years ago. I fell in love with her, but she was real busy with other things in her life, and it took me 3 years of pursuing her till we finally started living together 2 years ago. She's a Scorpio like me. We're both real intense. So we get along real well, and we kind of grate each other's nerves in some ways. But we're together. We love each other. We're growing and evolving, and she introduced herself to me. So don't be afraid when you get your confidence up here. If you see someone you want to be with, or that turns you on, or that stimulates your information, your feelings, don't be afraid to jump into it. Don't be afraid to introduce yourself, because that's the sort of feeling that you do with confidence. You're not worried about how they're going to react. You're concerned. You're putting out your best foot forward, and that's all you can do. And that's why I feel like toward the end of this 3 month period, you'll sort of learn why you had confidence knocked out of you to some degree, so you can like reprogram it, rehash it with yourself, and bring yourself to a whole new sense of luck and decision-making and empowerment. And that's why at the very first I was feeling this feeling of luck slipping away and power slipping away, so you can create it in a more advanced method. The way we thought about love and feelings and so forth at 20 is different than at 30, and it's different at 40 and so forth. So allow yourself to learn from what you've experienced and learn from letting go of your fears that, wow, I can live without them. You know, there'll always be plenty there to screw with you in some form, so you don't have to go out of your way to look for them. But every time you feel them creeping into your life, just start slicing them off one slice at a time. Because at the end of this 3 month period and beyond, you're going to discover a whole new methodology for yourself to stay empowered more continuously, and how to renew the love within yourself more continuously. And that sends out the right vibration to the right person, not only about love and so forth, but about the long-term direction of your life. Does this make sense to you, my dear?
Yes, wonderful.
Do you have any question? Just you and 706 are still online, so go ahead and ask me a question if you want to. I can't get the lottery numbers.
The question is, leaving headquarters, would I be able to get the loan, and should I stay around this city or move around more, like the world?
Are you in school or training of some kind?
Right now, no.
Okay. Well, what I feel is Saturn here is the learning stone, and that's showing sort of like how much you're learning. If you're not in school, you're learning a lot about life and a lot about yourself. Yeah, it feels like you could use a change, but you don't have to decide that right now. It feels like by the third and fourth and fifth week, as you get more confidence, more power, more optimism, you're able to investigate change of place from a more confident point of view, rather than this ain't working, I have to move. It's more like, I'm going to make this work, excuse me, so I'm pleasant and happy here, and therefore I can take that happiness and pleasantness into another place. I do feel like you're probably going to move. I can't put a date on it, but it does feel like it'd be a good experience for you. But what you want to do is have all your ducks lined up, so when you do move, you've got a game plan, you've got power, you've got confidence. And that's why these things from the past that you're looking at, once you look at them, you can let go of them. You can learn from your own fears how to not to be afraid of things. I never had the great voice like I was telling you, and I learned at a very young age. God didn't give me the voice, but he did give me the or she, whatever, gave me the desire to play music. So I slid by 45 years with more confidence than talent, you know, because it's really important to. I wanted to play music. I realized I didn't have the main ingredients, but I let my passion guide me. And that's why I feel like you're renewing in yourself, passion, determination. And you can learn a lot in these first couple weeks by just letting go of your doubts and opening up this complete other side of yourself that can really help you make a lot of forward progress. Because beyond this three-month period, you're going to know how to create big changes in your life a lot more effectively than you do right now. And that comes with optimism and confidence and you processing what you've been through in a way that empowers you rather than brings regrets. Does that make sense to you, my dear?
Yes. You're seeing more income coming in.
I do see more income coming. It's
big purchase.
It feels like you're not quite your job right now is feelings right now about income are more doubtful than inspiring. Believe it yourself first, and you'll see more change. As I was saying, build it and they will come. So, yes, I do see more income coming. It may not be immediately, because the first thing you want to do is perfect your attitude about your worthiness of it and how your skill set, however limited it is, there's a right grooves for you. There's ways for you to use what you do have a lot more effectively. And again, it has to do with you moving your doubts out of the way. You've been working on that. Don't be afraid to work a little harder, but you don't have to work frantic. You work in a balanced, holistic, knowing that God's with you and your guardian angels are with you. When we do things frantically and fearfully, we trip. When we do things with power, we're less likely to trip because we're more cautious and we're more aware, and we're not doing it out of stress. We're doing it out of enlightenment. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah, you do have better income coming. You do have good changes coming in your life as far as location, plan, and business. They're not all lining up right this moment. But this feeling of you being more in balance and more confident and more I guess daring and bold is the first step to you, like stepping out of the gate, stepping beyond your own limitations, reinventing yourself in a way that right now seems like, oh, I couldn't do that. Well, yeah, you could. Yes, you could. You with me?
Yes. Yeah. 100%.
Don't add to your limitations. Add to your strength. It's a practical decision, and it does affect you very much because toward the end of this three-month period, you're going to be aware more and more of why you've had these fears so you can get a handle on them and move forward. And that's something you're going to be working on, but you get better and better at it. Don't live out of fear. Live out of determination and strength and seeing God and Spirit with you. Because when you do, you find it. If you look through brown glasses, things look brown. If you look through blue glasses, things look blue. Look through beautiful glasses. Look through happy glasses. Look through, damn right, I'm going to get there. You not only increase your chances, you set up the universe's energy to be able to contribute to the cause and help you. Does that make sense, Marcia?
Yes.
God bless you, girl. Have
Thank
a good
you.
Night. Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, because you're right on. You're right on, and your knowledge is very inspirational to me and to all of us. So thank you.
Hey, that makes my day, girl. The reason I'm fairly good at what I do is because I ask the universe a lot of questions. I never stop. Ask and you shall receive. It doesn't mean you'll get it tomorrow, but if you don't ask, you might not get it. So don't be afraid to ask and think big.
Thank you, Mr. Gary.
God bless you, girl. Stay empowered. And we are with 706. Thanks for your patience, 706. Can you hear me? 706, are you there? Area code. Oh, excuse me. I've got to get you on, 706. My fault. Now you can probably hear me.
How
I'm
you doing?
Sorry. Good. Who am I speaking with?
Kim.
Pam, is that correct?
No, Kim.
Oh, Kim. How are you, Kim?
I'm fine, thanks.
Good girl. How can I help you, my dear?
I want to know if you see a marriage for me this year.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll look at both some cards here and some stones. And as you heard from the previous caller, all you have to do when it feels right is one time very clearly just say drop, and I will tell you what
okay.
I see, okay?
Mm-hmm. Drop.
There you go. Well, one thing I think you're doing favorably for yourself first is you're sort of recognizing how your planning and your thinking and your doubts are have thrown you curveballs, and how you wanted to, if you're going to get curveballs in life, you want to get a bigger bat. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So in this first couple days and week, the very things you fear about the relationship, about the right person, the right time, and so forth, start moving your doubts away. That's it comes up a lot in readings. It comes up a lot in life. And the fact that you feel your doubts and you know what they are is empowering. If you go into a hospital and say, "Doc, I hurt," and he says, "Where?" You say, "I don't know." You can't do much. If you go in and say, "Doc, I hurt on my left big toe," you know where the problem is. My point is, you know sort of where you have your fears and doubts within yourself about relationships and about love and so forth. And as you turn that around very consciously, look yourself in the mirror and find everything that's beautiful about yourself. Find what you love about yourself. Find all your good points. It's not cocky or arrogant to be in love with yourself even more. It's a win-win. You get more power, you get more confidence, and you can provide that to the world. So during this first week or two, allow yourself to look at, say, the big toe, wherever the problem is, wherever your doubts are, and realize that there's a different side to every one of these doubts. And as you consciously use your mind and your determination to move from a state of doubt to the other side of that coin, which is, wow, going through a lot of doubt helped me conquer doubt. Do you understand what I'm saying, Kim?
Yeah.
If you don't have a problem, you're not going to find a solution. So
right.
It's almost like you should be grateful that your big toe's hurting, that you don't know. You understand what I'm saying. You know where the
yes.
problem is. You know where you hurt. So therefore, you can address that issue. And as you do so, by very conscious decision here in the next week or 2 weeks, and it's not a necessarily date on it, it's a process. But as you do so, you're going to find yourself little bit by bit by bit feeling more and more confident. And that's what's going to bring you in the right relationship and the right person. First things first, you can't go out and play the piano in front of 1,000 people till you know how to play some songs, right? So what
yeah.
you want to do first is see all the valuable beauty and harmony within yourself and slice away these doubts that you know right now. You know where they are. You know where you have them. And as you do that very consciously and start feeling more and more worthy, confident, jubilant. You know, everybody's got BO and pimples, but that's fine and dandy. Everybody's also got beauty and harmony and creativity and things to give. So turn yourself on to that. And by the second end of the third week, you're getting a good grasp of this process. It's almost like you're maturing and demanding of yourself respect for yourself, how much you realize you do have to give. And that starts this process, especially by the second and third and fourth week here, of you having a completely different view of not only your environment you're in right now, but it's like my time is coming. Things are lining up for me. It's sort of like you're learning to practice the piano now in the first week or two, such that you can get more determined to make bigger steps at it. And as you make bigger steps at the piano, you learn faster, you learn more, you learn quicker. Then you start learning songs and a repertoire. And guess what? Fairly soon you went from not even having the confidence that you can play the piano to being able to play it, to being able to spread your wings and fly. In other words, people in the audience people you're around, people you'd like to be drawn to, they start hearing your music. They start feeling you being this reborn person, because you know right now what you feel like you're lacking. And by acknowledging that, looking at that, you can turn it around. By the fifth and sixth week here, you've got this sort of, objectivity about yourself. You're not so wrapped up in your doubts and your emotions and things that went wrong as you have been. And that gives you this sort of, almost like you can observe yourself from a different distance, a reference point. That reference point is going to be becoming more powerful for you, and it's going to help you act differently, think differently, see love differently, see men differently, see your worthiness differently, and open yourself up to the fact that, wow, I can draw the right person to myself. I can draw love. I can heal a lot of this doubt. Are you with someone right now?
No.
Okay, well, it sure feels like with relationships from the past are helping you re-engage yourself and recalculate how you want to see yourself, and that's a good, healthy sign. Because by the sixth and seventh week here, you've got Mars next to the commitment stone, next to the love stone, next to the moon and Saturn, which is showing how much you've learned. So don't be afraid of learning a lot more about how you can use your spirit, your mind, your heart to almost see yourself in a better situation than you even imagined. And when you see yourself getting there, you're actually getting there. When you plan to play the piano and learn the notes, you have a better chance of being hired than if you don't know how to play. So allow yourself in these first couple weeks to almost re-strategize, rethink how you feel. Because by the 7th and 8th and 9th week, it's going to be quite rewarding for you. You're going to have more attraction coming your way, more people coming your way, a better feeling of love within yourself. And from the 9th to the 12th week, because you've liberated yourself, starting now with what you feel like you lack, into the 9th to the 12th week, when you feel like, well, here's what I do have. Here, you know, to hell with what you lack. Play with the cards you have in your hand. You with me?
Yes.
You with me, my dear? From the 9th to the 12th week, you have the Sun Stone. You have Uranus, and you have the Magic Stone. And that's showing how much you've changed, how much you've taken the very fears that you're dealing with now and turned them into power. And toward the end of this three-month period is when you're it's like you got your motor running now. And you thought you only had three forward gears, but you actually have 20 and six overdrives. So allow yourself to feel that sort of confidence. Allow yourself to change. Allow yourself to recognize what you have to let go of. Go through the process in these first several weeks. You'll find more and more inspiration coming to you. That's what's going to set you up for the right relationship in the future. Does that make sense to you, my dear?
Yeah, it does.
All right, girl. God bless you. We got to get out of here. We've got just about a minute, and thanks for tuning in. Check us back. Let know people about the show, and have a good weekend. Stay happy, okay, my dear?
You too. Thanks.
God bless you, girl. Sorry we couldn't get to all you folks. Ran a little bit out of time, but be sure and check in next week. Always love you to be around and to join us. I'm going to end up with a short version of a song I wrote called When Our Hearts All Beat Together. Tune back in next week, folks. God bless you. Thank you.
Hopes that there is an end in sight to the crazy